Hi, my name's Mark Potter. I'm a licensed clinical social worker in Salt Lake City, Utah, and a clinical specialist in contemplative practice and mindfulness-based practices. What I'd like to share with you today is a compassion meditation that helps us be more compassionate toward ourselves and others. As I'm recording this today, it is October 28th of 2020, and in a week and a half, about half our country is going to be very, very happy, and about half the country is going to be very sad and probably a bit angry, maybe very angry. Some of those folks who are on the other side from what we're feeling are coworkers, friends, classmates, even family members. And we want to find a way, to stay connected to them in a compassionate, caring, loving manner. And that's challenging. It takes some work. And that's where this meditation comes in. Now, it's certainly best practiced within the full compassion cultivation training program from which it came. It's an 8-week program that I offer several times a year. It was developed at Stanford University at the Center for Compassion and Altruism Research and Education. It was developed primarily by a man named Thupten Jinpa, who has been the Dalai Lama's primary translator in English for many, many years. And there were other founding faculty involved, and this meditation was developed from that and from those people. One of whom is Leah Weiss, who is a remarkable person who's written some lovely books. If you're interested, please do check her out. It's Leah Weiss, PhD. In this meditation, we will do mindfulness of the breath for a little while, and then we will go into a compassion practice where we're offering phrases of well-wishing along with some visualization to help us become more compassionate toward ourselves, and then to somebody who it's very easy to care about, and then a neutral person, someone you see now and again but don't know well, maybe a clerk at the grocery store or something like that. And then somebody we find challenging. And I would encourage you, please don't pick the most challenging person you've ever met. Please choose somebody easy, the person who cut in line in front of you at the grocery store, something like that. Let's start easy. And then we'll picture all of those people together and then expand our compassion out until it encompasses the entire world. So that's what we'll be doing today. So I'd invite you, let's get going. And this will be about 20 minutes from this point onward. Let's first come in for a landing. Let's maybe open the body up. You may have been sitting all day at a desk or something, working from home, dealing with children, what have you. Just taking a moment to come into the body, to come into here and to now, to get our heads and our heart, mind in the same place at the same time. And then finding some comfortable position in which you can sit for a while, and then closing the eyes, if that feels okay. And if not, it's fine to have a soft focus in front of you. Beginning by taking 4 or 5 nice deep cleansing breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. And then breathing naturally in and out through the nose, if this feels okay. Settling back and resting in the natural rhythm of the breath. No need to control the breath. this breath that breathes itself 24 hours a day without our ever having to think about it unless it is impeded in some way. If the mind is jumpy, you could certainly count breaths in sets of 10 for a bit, each exhalation being a count, and when you reach the end of a set of 10, starting over at the new set. And if at any point you become distracted, simply beginning again, we can always start over in meditation, just like in life. Allowing your awareness to rest on those physical sensations of breathing. Creating a feeling around this process as though there was never any place you'd rather be, nowhere you'd rather be than right here, right now. Nothing you'd rather be doing than meditating, even if that's not true. Just creating that emotion and playing with that a bit. Nothing I'd rather be doing right now than sitting here meditating. After a short time, you may notice that your mind has wandered from the breath, as all minds do. As soon as you're aware of that, without giving yourself a hard time, just gently escorting the awareness back to the breath over and over. That's the practice. You can let go of the counting if you wish. It's fine to quietly note in and out of the back of the mind, though it's certainly not necessary. Our main focus really is on those in and out sensations of the breath. The stretching and relaxing, expanding and contracting, or the air coming in and out of the nose, wherever it's easiest. The nose, the chest, the tummy, like that. As soon as you realize that the mind is no longer with the breath, which is what minds do, they wander. There's no point trying to keep it from wandering. What we're trying to get good at is noticing when it's wandered. And then very gently bringing it back. And when we come back to our breath, returning ourselves as though we were someone we really cared about, someone we really loved, bringing that kind of affection and gentleness toward ourselves and our breath. And now, allowing awareness of the breath to recede to the background just a bit. And thinking of a time when you experienced great difficulty and suffered a lot, perhaps during this year. Thinking of a specific time when you suffered. And noticing how you feel when you think about this experience. How does your heart feel? What does it feel like inside? And then with feelings of tenderness, warmth, and caring toward yourself, silently repeating these phrases. May I be free from suffering. May I experience peace and joy. And with a firm recognition that aspiration for genuine happiness is an essential part of your being, silently repeating the following phrases. May I be happy. May I be free from suffering. May I find peace and joy. And feeling with all your heart the wish that you may achieve happiness and freedom from suffering. Compassion toward others naturally flows from our innate desire to be happy and free from suffering. And now picturing someone for whom you feel a great amount of love. Picturing someone specific who it's very easy to care about and love. Noticing the feelings of tenderness and warmth this may bring in your heart and how this makes you feel. And thinking of a time when this person was going through a difficult experience. Noticing how you may feel a sense of concern based on a feeling of tenderness toward your loved one. Noticing how you may feel for his or her pain. And you may even have the urge to reach out and help. And then with these feelings and sentiments, silently reciting, may you be happy. May you be free from suffering. May you find peace and joy. And feeling with all your heart the wish that your loved one achieves happiness and freedom from suffering. And now thinking of someone you neither like nor dislike, someone whom you see often but have no particular contact with, perhaps a classmate or someone you see at your workplace, bus driver, someone, the clerk at the grocery store. And reflect how, although you do not know this person well, just like you, he or she seeks love and happiness. And just like you, they have dreams and aspirations, hopes and fears. On this basis, just like you, this person lives their life striving their best to fulfill these aspirations. And then silently reciting, just as I do not wish to suffer and aspire toward happiness, so he or she also aspires to happiness and wishes to overcome suffering. And now imagining this person faced with suffering, embroiled in a conflict with a loved one, or struggling with an addiction, or suffering sadness or depression, or physical illness. Allowing your heart to feel tenderness and concern for this person. And if possible, allowing your heart to even feel the urge to do something about it. And with these sentiments, silently repeating, may you be free from suffering. May you experience peace and joy. May you be free from suffering. May you experience peace and joy. And feeling with all your heart the wish that this person achieves happiness and freedom from suffering. And continuing to repeat silently, may you be free from suffering. May you experience peace and joy. May you be free from suffering. May you experience peace and joy. Notice how saying these phrases feels in your heart. When thinking about this person's suffering, did you feel connected to them? Did you feel open or receptive or tender toward this person? Did you feel a sense of concern for their needs and perhaps a wish that this person be relieved from suffering? We're just playing with these things, just imagining, using our imagination to play with these. And now, bringing to mind a person you have some difficulty with in your life. Maybe someone who you think has done you harm, or someone with very different views from your own. Someone who you think takes satisfaction in your misfortune, or even a parent you had an argument with, or a colleague you don't get along with well. And again, choosing someone easy, starting easy, the person that cut in front of you in line at the grocery store. Something easy. But vividly picturing a specific person in front of you. And now reflecting how, although you may have negative feelings about this person, even though you may disagree with them, just like yourself, they are an object of affection and concern for someone. Believe it or not, they're a parent or a spouse or a dear friend to someone. Just like you, they seek love and happiness. Just like you. And then silently reciting, just as I do not wish to suffer, but aspire to happiness, so he or she aspires to happiness and wishes to overcome suffering. And now imagining this challenging person faced with suffering, embroiled in a conflict with a loved one, or struggling with an addiction or failure at work, or suffering deep sadness or depression or anger. Allowing your heart to open and to feel tenderness and concern for this person. And if possible, allowing your heart to even feel the urge to do something about it. remembering that we're not condoning someone else's abuse. We're simply acknowledging that on this fundamental level, we want the same things, happiness and freedom from suffering. And with these sentiments silently repeating, may you be free from suffering. May you experience peace and joy. May you be free from suffering. May you experience peace and joy. And feeling with all your heart the wish that this person achieves happiness and freedom from suffering. And continuing to silently repeat, may you be free from suffering. May you experience peace and joy. Noticing how it feels in your heart when you say these phrases. When thinking about this person's suffering, did you perhaps feel even a bit connected with them? Did you feel some openness or receptivity or tenderness toward them? Did you feel a sense of concern for their needs and wishes to see this person be relieved from that suffering? And finally, picturing all three people together in front of you. All three people in front of you, maybe seated in chairs in front of you, the person who is easy to love and care about, the neutral person, and the challenging person. Very clearly picturing all three in front of you and remembering that they all equally share the basic yearning to be happy and to be free from suffering. On this level, there is no difference at all between these three people. In this fundamental respect, they're all exactly the same. And with this acknowledgement of the equality of all three people in this fundamental respect, silently repeating, may you all be free from suffering. May you all experience peace and joy. May you all be free from suffering. May you all experience peace and joy. And feeling with all your heart the wish that all these three people achieve happiness and freedom from suffering. And now, in stages, expanding the scope of your awareness from these three people to those around you, all those in your household, and opening the heart to those living in your neighborhood, and those living in your town, all the people in your whole state, in the country, on the continent, and eventually encompassing the entire world, the aspiration for happiness and the wish to overcome suffering are what connect us with all these human beings. And reflecting that, just as I wish to be free from suffering, so too do all beings. Just as I wish for peace and happiness, so too do all beings. And allowing your mind to abide in this awareness for a moment. And feeling with all your heart the wish that all beings be free from suffering, and silently repeating, may all beings be free from suffering. May all beings be free from pain and sorrow. May all beings be free from fear and anxiety. May all beings experience peace and joy. Infusing your mind with this feeling of compassion and allowing it to fill your heart completely. And now embracing this open-hearted wish to see the easing of others' suffering. And with your heart open, welcoming the peace, happiness, and compassion this wish brings to your heart and mind. And as we conclude this meditation, dedicating the positive effort of it and of this practice on compassion to the peace and welfare of all beings throughout the world. And then for a moment as we close, returning to the breath. And taking a couple of deeper than usual breaths. And when you're ready, opening your eyes. Thank you so much for joining me today in this. I'm very grateful that you could do this with me, and I appreciate it. I wish you the very best over the next while, and hope you'll join me again for whatever the next meditation is. Thank you. Bless your hearts. Bye-bye.